Hi and welcome to MFR Farming, 23rd of February 2012. I'm Richard Jones, but going back in time to 1982, this was how it all sounded.
Farming Focus on MFR.
And looking back through the Facts and Info department from those days, the total income from agriculture in Scotland had dropped from £1.4 billion in the 70s down to £600 million in 1982. In real terms, that's exactly the figure just 30 years on. But back in the day, when Murray Firth Radio first broadcast about farming, organic was just for the very few diehard enthusiasts. Now it's very much a part of life for farmers. And although suffering from the economic downturn, it's still going strong, with 100,000 hectares supported in organic aid schemes. Now, since 1982, Farming Focus, and latterly since 2006, MFR Farming, has reported on foot and mouth epidemics, bird flu, the highs and lows of trying to get a harvest into the barn, and then there's been huge declines in pig numbers, with crisis upon crisis for our pork producers, not forgetting decimation of the dairy industry. Who would have thought back in 1982 that 30 years on we'd be talking about a unit milking not far short of 1,000 cows just outside Nairn? But with the number of farmers now supplying Claymore dairies being countable on two hands, some of those farms really need to be pretty big. Back in 1982, who would have contemplated such a thing as set-aside? Farmers actually getting paid to produce nothing on land. It didn't go down well with either farmers or the general public. But glad to report, it's now a thing of the past. Or is it? There are proposals now on the table for 7% of land to be put into non-productive use from 2013. It seems as though those Europeans have a lot to answer for over the past 30 years, though. On a happier note, production of food has actually rocketed with better genetics and plant varieties. The acreage of wheat has just about trebled, and although we hear about the lack of numbers of beef cattle, they're actually still standing at 450,000, exactly the same numbers. But looking to the future now, it's bigger machinery, tractors of 400 horsepower or more, combines able to do 100 plus acres a day easily, and farmers producing energy from land with wind, hydro, solar power and crops for biomass. But that's it for today. A quick look at the past 30 years, but tomorrow we'll be back with a more normal MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.
Farming Focus on MFR.